This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Today, an in-studio performance from the rock group VHS or Beta. They're on tour now promoting their new album, Bring On the Comets. Now, you might hear echoes of 80s British pop rock, The Cure or Duran Duran, but VHS or Beta is actually from Kentucky. Their look and sound defy expectation, mixing genre ranging from rock to disco to electronic. With me in NPR's Performance Studio 4A is the band's lead singer, Craig Funder, and their guitarist, Mike Miguel. Welcome. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks so much for having us.
And before we start our visit, how about a song? Let's do Can't Believe a Single Word.
Hey, you in the middle of the night with the lights on. Did you believe that you could love? Hey, you with your head up in the clouds and your eyes closed. Did you ever think we'd grow? Hey, you throwing everything away to save face. And the silence always shows. Hey, you can wish it all away in a heartbeat. But is it free? Is it free? Free, 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 free. Don't you start. Everybody wants you, but you can't say no. If you even tried, would you see inside? If you could believe it, but you can't believe a single word I say to you. Would you ever want to walk away from here? If you really loved, believe now. To believe, but you can't believe a word. I said I can't believe a word. Hey, you still stars from the eyes of the idols. Did we believe that you could know? Hey, you doing everything you can just to blend in. What was there to show? One day we will never know the fear when it's over. But until I rest my head. Hey, you can have it all your way like you want it. Just set us free, us free, us free, 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 free. Don't you stop. Everybody wants you, but you can't say no. If you even tried, would you see inside? But you can't believe a single word. I said I can't believe a word.
That's Craig Funder and Mike Miguel of the band VHS or Beta performing the song Can't Believe a Single Word. It's from their new album, Bring On the Comets. Craig, I wanted to ask, how did you come up with the name?
Our bass player. You know, it was one of those things where back then we were really opinionated and harder to come by decisions. So the fact that we all agreed on it was like a sure shot for us. You know, it was 4 out of 4. It was unanimous. We went with it. Really, it was just 3 words we thought worked together.
Craig, you formed this band in the late 90s. What were you going for?
I think we were just kids wanting to play music. I mean, honestly, I think most kids start bands are just excited and youthful and want to express themselves in some sort of way. And when we started the band, we were really into loud punk rock music, and we were so happy to be doing it. And I guess the records we put out have been the culmination of the past 10 years of us being friends in a band together.
One of the things I am intrigued by is that you're interested in a lot of genre, shall we say. And I mentioned that you're from Kentucky, but for your first album, Les Funk, you chose to tackle French house music.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We fell in love with it. I mean, we truly, honestly, were like skinny rock kids that fell in love with this dance music right around the time of when Homework came out, which I think was 97 by Daft Punk. There was a club night on Wednesday nights in Louisville where you could go down and there'd be resident DJs and 50-cent well drinks. So it's kind of hard to beat that when you're, you know, right when you turn 21 and.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, we'll go with that. Sure.
Yeah,
or right when your IDs get really good.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, the attitude of parties and raves seems so different than what we were used to with the indie rocks. You know, the scene was so like who's who, and that was so cool to just go to a nightclub that's dark and you can't see anyone's face and just listen to music for the sake of listening to music that you like. And it was genuinely something that we all really felt at the same time. So
I'd like to play a little bit from your track Teenage Dance Floor. Let's hear it. I'm feeling younger all the time.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it was the live track off that record. We were just known at that time for having these sets that would start and then not stop until we were done. We would mix our songs like a DJ would mix a set. So, you know, we would have an hour and 20-minute sets, and people would come out and dance all night. It was really great.
Mike, I wanted to ask you, how would you describe the band's sound, and what attracted you to being with the group? You're relatively new to the group.
There's really no description. It's so versatile. I think I'd heard Not on Fire, and I'd heard, I think, one track off the Funk, and I liked it. And a mutual friend of ours from My Morning Jacket, we were at a party one night, and he was telling me his friend's band needed someone that could play multiple instruments and sing, and I don't know, he told me what band it was, and I liked him already, but... Yeah, I mean, as far as describing the band itself, it's just so eclectic from one album to the next.
Can all the guys in the band play multiple instruments?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you all trained musicians?
I was trained by myself.
we're
all pretty self-taught musicians.
Mike mentioned your second album, Night on Fire. Some people say it kind of has an 80s beat to it. Some people say compare it to Duran Duran. It just... wonder how you feel about that comparison. I know you toured with them.
Yeah, I mean, people need to compartmentalize things, I think. VHS Abreda gets compartmentalized as sometimes like an 80s throwback thing or a Cure / Duran Duran type band or electropop sensation. You know, it's like there's a million things you call it, and I can never really concern myself with it because that's the last thing I'm thinking about when I'm writing music, so it's okay with me. Duran Duran, it's a lot of records. So.
That's okay. Let me play a little bit of Night on Fire. That was a little bit of Night on Fire from the band VHS or Beta from their previous album of the same name. The band is currently on tour now, promoting their new album, Bring on the Comets. I'm speaking with VHS or Beta's lead singer, Craig Funder, as well as guitarist Mike McGill. Now, Craig, you were talking about the fact that media, people who write about you, sometimes feel a need to put you in a box, but a lot of artists feel that way. But if you heard this on the radio, you might think, this is a bunch of, you know, white English guys. Mm-hmm. But you're not English. You're not white.
Yeah.
You were born in Seoul, grew up in Georgia, Maryland. You live in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now, does that surprise people when they see you?
There have been reactions where I never thought this stage and little skinny kid would be the singer, at least, you know. yeah, I think it's a little weird for people at first, but... you know, I mean, if you listen to Sam Cooke, you wouldn't think he was a black man immediately, I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, having heard it first, the basic structure of that music seems very white to me.
Really?
But he is such, like, a force of music. And I think, I don't know, I just think race and all that stuff seems to be something that people, I don't know. I've never thought about it like that because I've, you know, when I was in middle school, I always thought, I was white because I went to school with all white kids and I was filling out on the bubble test, like, what race are you? I was other because I wasn't white and I wasn't Hispanic or black. So back then, you know, in those parts of the 80s, they didn't have an Asian bubble yet. So, which is kind of...
Is that freeing in a way that there wasn't an Asian bubble or?
I've just started realizing that I'm Asian, I think. I mean, not really. I mean, I know every day I've looked in the mirror and been that, but in America, there's not a huge, huge representation of Asian culture because I don't think those groups of people are reaching out saying they feel like they necessarily need to be heard. You know, like you don't see until maybe recently I've noticed there are like Asian themed magazines and maybe some stations on like the weird 942 parts of the cable that are like maybe Asian eccentric. But
well, there are a number of Asian American musicians who are very prominent in music.
There's a few.
But it tends to be classical music.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of the giants of classical music are, you know, of Asian American background, but I also wonder if that has its own stereotype as a rock musician, as a guy who's into indie and all these different genres, or people that go, you know, where's your violin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's stereotypes exist for a reason. I think we can all agree with that to a certain extent. And I understand, like, the geeky Asian guy with the bowl cut. That was kind of me when I was in middle school, I guess, but I still was trying to listen to, like, AC/DC.
But a lot of rock is about sex appeal.
Yeah. Well,
and I wonder if you feel...
Maybe that's why we're still not big.
I think you're pretty sexy.
I was going to say, I think you're pretty hot.
Thanks, guys.
But is that... But I want to ask you, Phil, does that hold you back at all in getting where you want to be and projecting what you want to project? Do you feel there's something you have to fight through?
You know, I feel like image is part of anything. The way you present yourself is part of anything that you do, but... As far as sex appeal, I have no interest in, like, portraying, like, the band as some sort of, like, sexy band, you know? I think there's a way to be classy and still present yourself as, like, a professional band.
I also read a quote where you said, we're totally Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't know where... Yeah, probably because, like, you know, we are the, like...
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, people are like, you live in Kentucky. And, like, yeah, we do live in Kentucky. And, yeah, sometimes we do go out to our keyboard player's dad's house 45 minutes away and shoot guns and eat like wild game and go fishing. So, yeah, we are part of where we live. I think most people hopefully are a part of what they surround themselves with. Like, I'm a big fan of bluegrass.
Can you do some bluegrass? Come on, man. Make it happen.
Next. We go every Monday and see bluegrass music, and there's some great bluegrass musicians in the area. So, yeah, I think... Maybe I will start a bluegrass band and I'll come back and play.
All right. Okay. Well, this band, it really is about redefining expectations about what types of genre mix with other kinds of genre. It's about discovery in a lot of ways. It's about whatever interests you at the moment, what you're feeling. Have you been able to find audiences to go along with you on that journey?
Yes, and it's hopefully still growing, you know. Our band's path has been somewhat of a hard one. Our timing's been oddly off. You know, I think when we put out Les Funk, it was too early for the people that were going to buy that record to like it yet, because dance music and indie rock weren't mixing at that point. People were not really accepting it, you know? And by the time Night on Fire came out, a lot of the press and critics honestly were done with the dance rock revival. So on comments, we just didn't care about it anymore. You know, we stopped caring about what people would expect from us or what we should expect our records to sound like. We just wrote these songs out of our hearts, and that's all we concern ourselves with.
Well, I mentioned that you stopped in on your North American tour. What's next for you guys? What's next for the band?
We're going to odd places like Hawaii and Europe and Australia and Japan and hopefully back to South America and Mexico. And so we're going to be doing this, yeah. For quite some time.
So you're not busy at all?
No, not at all.
Plenty of free time to work on my bluegrass album.
Exactly.
Okay. I want to ask you to play something from your latest album, Bring On the Comets. What are you going to play for us?
Burn It All Down?
Sure.
Bring It All Down? Okay. Craig Funder and Mike McGill, members of the band VHS or Beta. They joined us from NPR's Performance Studio 4A. Thanks so much for stopping in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Tired of waste and I'm sick and tired of feeling. It's all in the name of hell. We've got a fear and with the good sensation, it's easy, come and go. We you want something? Well, everyone wants something. Everyone's gotta believe. We'll take it to it with nothing else to do but live the life. It's all a lie. We'll burn the flags, burn the house, burn the churches, burn it all down. Burn the streets, burn the trees, burn the lessons, burn it all down. We'll burn the flags, burn the house, burn the churches, burn it all down. We'll burn the signs, burn the saints, burn the sinners, burn the whole thing down, down, down. Burn it all down. We'll pay with riches, we'll take the stitches out of our wounded eyes. Distort the masses with cynical retraction and oil-coated lies. We can't function, well, no one here can function. No one can even speak. I hear the bombs, 1 million shiny bombs. And close my eyes, close my eyes. Well, I'll bring the bread and you bring the wine. Party's over one last time. Burn it all down. We'll burn the flags, burn the house, burn the churches, burn it all down. Burn the streets, burn the trees, burn the lessons, burn it all down. We'll burn the flags, burn the house, burn the churches, burn it all down. We'll burn the signs, burn the saints, burn the sinners, burn the whole thing down, down, down. Burn it all down.
That was an acoustic version of Burn It All Down from the band VHS or Beta. They joined us here in NPR's Performance Studio 4A. To learn more about the band and to hear their NPR performance of their song Bring On the Comets, check out our website at npr.org/tellmemore. You can also visit our blog and submit your ideas of music you want to hear. And that's our show for today. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Let's talk more tomorrow.